Welcome to Tuesday Holy Eucharist for you at home, from the Anglican A Prayer Book for Australia. During this, you can minister Eucharist to yourself and your gathered family members. Place on your table, if you have them, a Bible, a small glass of wine or grape juice, enough pieces of bread or wafers, one for each participant, a lighted candle and a cross. Gather all who are to partake in the Eucharist around the table. The words of this Eucharist are available from page 119 in the Anglican A Prayer Book for Australia, or you can use the link in the episode to view the words. Let us pray. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Jesus said, "This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself." Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Lord, have mercy on us and write your law in our hearts by your Holy Spirit." Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, confident in God's forgiveness. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon us and set us free from all our sins. Strengthen us to do your will and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. We pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his presence abiding in us he may raise us to the joys eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from 2 Samuel, beginning at chapter 7, verse 4. But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they may live in their own place, and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom for ever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will punish him with a rod such as mortals use, with blows inflicted by human beings. But I will not take my steadfast love from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. In accordance with all these words and with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm this morning is Psalm 89. From verse 19 to verse 30. You can say the verses alternatively, or just say them all together. You spoke once in a vision and said to your faithful one, I have set a youth above a warrior. I have exalted a young man out of the people. I have found my servant David and anointed him with my holy oil. My hand shall uphold him, and my arm shall strengthen him. No enemy shall deceive him, nor shall the wicked hurt him. I will crush his adversaries before him and strike down those that hate him. My faithfulness and loving kindness shall be with him. And through my name his head shall be lifted high. I will set the hand of his dominion upon the western sea, and his right hand shall stretch to the streams of Mesopotamia. He will call to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him my firstborn son, and highest among the kings of the earth. I will ever maintain my loving kindness towards him, and my covenant with him shall stand firm. I will establish his line forever, and his throne like the days of heaven. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, beginning at chapter 1, verse 18. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, She was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man, and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do so, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short homily. Today's reading includes human encounter of breaking the law of marriage, a visit by a Holy Spirit, and a choice of whether to expose or believe and obey. Joseph states he is ready to expose Mary's supposed adultery, until visited by a Holy Spirit, where he is told to protect her pregnancy and that he is responsible for the all-important naming of the baby. Joseph has a decision. Does he trust in the invisible God's representative or follow man's rules and regulations and report Mary for perceived adultery? Luckily for us, he heeds the Holy Spirit's words. Otherwise, we might have a very different story to tell at Christmas. We are grateful that Joseph's decision-making was full of faith, and so brought our Saviour into our world in a way that we can be proud of and celebrate each day. Strengthening our trust in God when he asks us to follow a different path, using faithfulness to respond to his requests in spite of the cultural rules and regulations that try to command our behaviour, is a way that we can draw near and seek out God in places we might not have looked. Let's pause for a moment to reflect. The Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the world and for the church. We give you thanks for opening our eyes to witness your hand at work in the gifts that surround us. Thank you for your continued love and blessings in abundance throughout our lives. Bless us with your generous nature, good Lord, as we answer your call to minister to your will. Guide us to walk before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in upright honour towards you. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. We pray for your blessing of peace on those parts of our world where there is war. Give all your servants an understanding mind, able to recognize between good and evil. Give us all wise and discerning minds, that we might know how to honor you all our life. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. We thank you for the church leaders in the Diocese of Brisbane. Teach them to refresh us through their leadership. Bless our bishops, ministers, and laypeople, and renew our courage to proclaim the good news of Christ in our schools, workplaces, and homes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those still being affected by the COVID virus. Bring them healing and strength through this trying time. Send aid to those that need aid. And we pray that the vaccine continues to protect all people now and in the future. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. We pray thanks that with your guidance we live in your light and go out of our way to help others who are less fortunate. We pray that through our reverence in the name of Christ, we become new and maintain our light even when surrounded by darkness. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have shown us the way to live and breathe in your righteousness. Give us the strength to remain in your presence in all we do. Help us to accept that not all goes our way. Remind us to be willing advocates of your work, guiding our actions to a better life for all. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. We pause for a moment for you to pray for your own petitions. Almighty God, you have promised to hear our prayers. Grant that what we have asked in faith, we may by your grace receive. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We are the body of Christ. His Spirit is with us. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Let us all exchange a sign of peace. Let us prepare for the Lord's Supper. We do not presume to come to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness. But in your manifold and great mercies, we are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. All glory and honour be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God. We give you thanks and praise for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who, by the power of your Spirit, was born of Mary and lived as one of us. By his death on the cross and rising to new life, he offered the one true sacrifice for sin and obtained an eternal deliverance for his people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with the whole company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Merciful God, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and wine. And we pray that by your word and Holy Spirit, we who eat and drink them may be partakers of Christ's body and blood. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Therefore, we do as our Saviour has commanded, proclaiming his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again, we celebrate with this bread and this cup his one perfect and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son, and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We pick up our bread and we say, we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us your peace. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. As we minister the bread to each of the people gathered, we say, the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. And they respond with, Amen. As we minister the cup to each of the people gathered, we say, the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation, keep you in eternal life. And they respond with, Amen. Please pause the recording while you minister the gifts and offer personal prayers of gratitude. We join in the prayer of dedication. Father, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work for your praise and glory. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. We have today proclaimed the message of Christ in our homes. Go forth and proclaim the message of Christ in your streets, towns, cities, and countries, that all are saved by the death and resurrection of our Saviour. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.